Welcome back. Thank you, Lucius. Cheback Nation 105.3 The Fan. No love for Chestnut and Kobayashi, asked the 806. That's a good question. Another question for you. When's the last day you didn't leave the house with a stocking cap or beanie or whatever they call it? I feel like I've been wearing this thing since Christmas, man. It's just so dang cold. And yeah. I'm ready for it to heat back up.
I couldn't find my 105.3 The Fan beanie until I went digging for a while.
Bingo.
And yeah. Struck gold. So, yeah. Welcome back.
I know that feeling. My favorite wool hat made in Ecuador is missing right now. And I'm starting to panic a little bit because I only know one store to get those in all the world. Okay, we have stats of Chiefs dominance here in just a moment. A little bit of Mavs. This story is fascinating. Kyler Kelly signing off the Lakers G League team. He's averaging 9.5 points, 5.8 rebounds. He was all G League defense last year. He led the league in blocks, but he's skinny and limited. Pretty mobile for like a super tall guy, and he uses that to kind of like creep around and get blocks off the ball. But on offense, he can catch lobs. That's about it. He doesn't pass well. He doesn't dribble well. He doesn't shoot well. But like when he has 16 points, he probably caught 8 lobs. And between Kyrie Irving and Luka, I wouldn't be surprised if they can, you know, harvest some success out of this.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen how important that is with Lively and Gafford over this last year and a half or whatever. The lob stuff was, I mean, it was paramount to their success offensively last year on their run. So that is something that is a skill that Luka and Kyrie can get the best out of for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, unfortunately, I don't think any NBA team wants to play this guy or even have him on your NBA roster. But the state of affairs with the Mavs now is to such an extent with Kleba, Powell, and Lively being out that he could play, you know, somewhat of a role starting tonight. Okay, since the start of 2019's postseason, the Chiefs have had 11 playoff drives in the fourth quarter or overtime when down by a score. Okay? You get that? 2019 postseason till today, 11 playoff drives in the fourth quarter overtime down by a score. How did they do in those 11 drives?
Probably perfect.
Dominated it. Scored 12 times.
7 touchdowns, 4 game-tying field goals. 0 first downs by penalties, by the way, on those 11 drives, points out Josh Dubow, NFL reporter. Mm. So every time they've needed a score, they've got it. Either one of 4 game-tying field goals or 7 touchdowns. Pretty incredible.
Yeah, they're ready for whatever moment comes their way. They can sort of flip that switch. Judging them in the regular season is a fool's errand because they're a different team in the postseason. And you saw firsthand last night, like, when they need a play on either side of the ball, they've got something in the holster ready to fire.
It's incredible, isn't it, Brian? Have you ever seen a team be able to flip the switch to that extent?
Just be so bad in the or not bad, but
average.
Just average.
I mean, this is perfection. We get the ball. We need a score. We're getting at least that score, maybe the touchdown as well.
Well, like, I was trying to think of other sports, like with your teams, like you guys are big basketball guys.
They're the Spurs like this.
That's what I'm saying with the Spurs like this. The
Spurs would coast in the regular season and then find a way to be in the finals.
Spurs?
No, because, you know, even the Jordans and Kobe's, these, you know, game winning shots, all these situations are well below 50%, you know?
Well, I was just saying a team that wasn't very, like, wasn't, like, really, really humming along during the regular season, but then you get in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, you could look at the Houston Rockets in 96. I think they won it as a 6th seed. But that was never under.
Well, I was just thinking of a champion. Really, really good team.
Yeah.
Like the Chiefs are really,
just
really,
get us to the playoffs and we're going to lay waste to everybody.
Yeah, we'll, you know, it doesn't
I don't
matter.
Think to this extent, not to this level of dominance. Mahomes has led 6 of the last 12 fourth quarter comeback wins in all of the NFL playoffs. A lot of one score games, but the last 12 times we've had a fourth quarter comeback in the NFL playoffs, 6 of them have been Patrick Mahomes. Okay.
Oh, man.
The only players with more than 5 in their entire careers are Mahomes with 5 and Montana with 5 and Brady with 9.
Okay.
Wow.
So he's already on Brady's heels and already greater than Montana there. Mm. In that particular department.
Yeah, he keeps stacking them up, man. This is really unprecedented.
He's been an NFL starter for 7 seasons, and the worst finish of his career is losing in the AFC Championship game, both times in overtime. In the other 5 seasons, Patrick Mahomes has made the Super Bowl. Is he going to keep this up?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, through seven seasons as a starter, Mahomes 17-3 in the playoffs, Brady 14-3. Mahomes 5 AFC titles, Brady 4. Both have 3 Super Bowls. He will get more rings than Brady, and he will go down as not only the greatest quarterback to ever play, but the greatest athlete to ever play. And I absolutely believe that. And Andy might as well just go along for the ride with him.
I mean, it was his first or second season that I started saying, this is the future GOAT, right? Yeah. And I figured, man, it's going to take him a while. But it seems like they're on a run now where 3, 4, 5 in a row. And, you know, even before he's 35 years old, we could be talking about him eclipsing Brady.
Who needs who more? Does
Andy needs Mahomes more than Mahomes needs Andy?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a good question. I think
well, that was quick, though. I'm proud of you for being that ready.
I would agree, because it's just like we saw with Brady and Bill. Like, ultimately, Brady went on and won a championship without Bill. I think Mahomes could win a Super Bowl without Andy, but I do think, like,
It's a perfect marriage.
It is. Like, I don't know that Mahomes' career would be anywhere close to what it is now had the Chiefs not moved up and he got paired with Andy Reid. I mean, I do think he owes Andy a lot of credit. But
totally.
Being who he is now, when Andy retires, I still think Mahomes is going to be able to win a championship.
I think, you know, the difference making coaches that are going to consistently put you in a position to succeed might be more rare than the difference making quarterbacks.
Oh, they are.
You know, this is Bill Walsh, Jimmy Johnson, Nick Saban type of stuff that I think he's able to work with.
I mean, it is nuts that Andy Reid is going to be in a Super Bowl again, where he's the winningest coach for both teams playing in the Super Bowl, for the Eagles and the Chiefs. I mean, that alone speaks volumes.
Highest quarterback rating in a conference championship game or Super Bowl since 2018. Number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6 are all Patrick Mahomes. Number 5... is Brock Purdy. Congratulations to him for what he was able to do last year against Detroit. And then number 7, Jaden Daniels. So salute to him for what he was able to do against that Philadelphia Eagles defense. That was, you know, all in all a good job. How about Chris Jones saying, we're going to continue to win as long as they let Spags be our defensive coordinator and not hire him as a head coach? How important is that? We just talked about Mahomes and Reed. You know, he said we started winning when this guy got here, yeah. and he's right. So I think that's an overlooked part of this equation as well.
One of the biggest passing of the guards or whatever, passing of the torches of all time, going from Bob Sutton to Steve Spagnuolo.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's night and day difference for sure. And you have to think, if you're the Raiders, I'm sure they're excited about what they got going with Pete Carroll, but I mean, You could have weakened your opponent in the division and gotten a defensive-minded guy who's been a head coach before, certainly doesn't have the head coaching success, but that's, I mean, the idea that you could take him from the Chiefs, I'm sure all of the other 30 teams in the NFL would have been like, thank you.
I mean, it's incredible to, like, have the cojones to call up some of these plays, right? And, and maybe Aaron Glenn had a little bit too much of it. Maybe Dan Quinn didn't have the right mix of it last year against Green Bay. You know, maybe the Longhorns called it at the perfectly wrong time. It just seems like Spags knows when to deploy that super aggressive defensive play call. If I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm thinking, we can't lose Mahomes, we can't lose Reed. And if we lose Spags and Chris Jones, then I think everything is now, you know, up for a reset potentially. That's the way I'd look at it as a Chiefs fan. I'd have a high level of concern.
Yeah, you know? I don't think we do give enough credit to the Chiefs defense and for this entire run. I mean, I made the statement earlier. I do think Steve Spagnuolo now has put himself as the greatest big game coordinator in the history of sports in the NFL for me. I think he's passed what Bill Belichick did as a defensive coordinator, because now he's done it two different spots and he stopped what at that time in 07 with the Patriots was the best offense we'd ever seen. So to me, to do what he's done in Kansas City and Chris Jones, who's probably the best defensive closer, and then you've got the best offensive closer, that defense, and they've changed a lot of parts out. Legarius Sneed, all pro. It's okay. Here's our guy, Trent McDuffie, who we've drafted. That's an absolute savage at corner.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff in there, you know, and it'll be interesting to see in a couple, 2, 3 years, you know, what that defense might look like, but they'll go at least one more year with Spagnuolo. And, you know, this has been kind of a rebuilding type of situation along the offensive line, the skill players, and Kansas City seems so convincing. And on the other side of the coin, of course, you have the Bills. Greg Rosenthal pointing out they've been top 5 in point differential 5 straight years, reaching at least the divisional round each time, that perhaps the best sustained run ever to not make a Super Bowl. This is a Patrick Mahomes tweet. And then David Hellman, dating back to 1972, NFL teams that have scored four touchdowns, committed zero turnovers in a playoff game are 85-6. The Bills' last two playoff losses at Arrowhead are two of those six. You score four touchdowns, no turnovers in a playoff game, 85-6 all time, unless you're playing the Kansas City Chiefs, and then you're 0-2. Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here. There's a look at statistical dominance by these Kansas City Chiefs as we stand really in awe of where they are historically. And so short removed from the New England Patriots dynasty.
Yes, yeah.
Isn't that just a trip?
No lag time.
Football's Finest coming up next. Chief, where are you taking us?
More takeaways from championship weekend, and we'll hear from a giddy and hungry Andy Reid next in the Nation.